What happened was, in that time, during the last period of the war, that various mysterious things seemed to be going on over our air in Sweden. And for a long time, we didn't know what it was. And then the strange thing happened that one of these things landed. And there was great secrecy about it at the time. We didn't get to know much. The whole thing, of course, went into pieces when it got into the ground in a place in southern Sweden. But our military people very diligently collected all the bits that they could find, and they packed it all off to England. And the British were able to figure out what it was. And so, although perhaps it didn't help them much, they really were prepared for what was going to happen. They were able to figure out how this thing was functioning. What had happened was simply that this was one projectile that was being tested from Peenemünde, and that had got out of its intended orbit. If I remember right, true, that not during the last period of the war, but after, shortly after, there were observations of some kind of objects that were seen over the Baltic. I cannot say for sure if they were seen actually over Sweden, that were believed to have come from Russian test stations situated in the Baltic.